the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay. Who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show from Tampa Bay to the world.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the Mosh Gelton Show. Popping off right now, 11 p.m. to midnight, every Tuesday night on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Big shout out to Spike on the mic. Thanks for leading into us. We do appreciate that. I'm not trying to scream in your ears, guys. I'm just trying to scream because I'm excited about this show. This is where local music lives. It is Tuesday night. It is 11 p.m. and it is March 21st, 2023. You are listening to the number one alternative talk radio show in the Tampa Bay area. This is the Mosh Gelton Show. I am your host, Mosh Gelton. I have a co-host with me tonight.
Beatbox Bob.
Beatbox Bob in the building, and with me in Beatbox Bob, we have the effervescent and distinguished
Mike E.
And tonight, a special guest with me, Mikey Fly, and Beatbox Bob is
Costa East Coast.
Costa East Coast, a.k.a. TV Stevie, a.k.a. Watch Your Girl Around Costa, a.k.a. Watch Your Face. In the building, full house tonight. It's going to be a dope show. I would shout out our sponsors right here, but we don't shout out our sponsors on here. We keep it on a low. Real G's move in silence like lasagna, you know what I'm saying? But we got a crazy show tonight. We got a music tournament. I've got four songs, and I kind of theme these four songs out like kind of like lovey, a little bit lovey, maybe a little power ballady.
Ooh.
So we've got four songs. They're going to go head up. We're going to see who's going to win. I may ask Beatbox Bob or make Beatbox Bob just sing because, you know, I run the show. So I just say Beatbox Bob, freestyle sing. He'll sing. Mikey Flaw won't do it. So I guess my power is limited. And then, of course, we've got trivia time. So there's a lot of stuff popping off. Beatbox Bob, man, what's going on?
Mosh Gelton, what's going on with you, pal?
Nothing much, man. Just chilling, bro. How you been?
Man, life is beautiful, as they say. I'm just getting closer and closer to finding my inner peace.
You're getting closer and closer to finding your inner peace?
Yeah, well, you know how that goes, man. You just constantly search and figure out who you are as a person.
Mm-hmm. What has led you to this path of inner peacedom?
You know, I'm turning 31 this year. You know, I'm getting older, man. My back's starting to hurt a little bit more. I'm starting to get in touch with my mortal coil, so I'm trying to, you know, kind of fix some bad habits I got.
Your mortal coils?
Yeah.
Bro, you've been reading some crazy books, bro.
Facts, brother.
Your mortal coils?
Yeah, your mortal coil.
Bro, that's a Tool song, bro.
Is it?
Nah, I mean, it's going to be once Tool hears this radio show, because, you know, we're live. Well, I mean, we do stuff live, and right now we are on Sunshine 96.7 FM. So I'm glad that your mortal
coil.
Mortal coil is wound correctly?
Sprung, but yeah.
Mike, what do you think about this whole sprung mortal coil thing Bob's got going on right now?
I'm kind of wondering what it means, really. I mean, mortal, I get mortal, right? So, you know, we are not immortal. We're mortal creatures, yeah, right?
As time winds down, Mikey, and then you end your mortality. That's the end of your life.
Okay, I get that. Yeah. I get that.
It is the essence of entropy, of life and death.
So you're saying it's pretty much all down the tubes from here?
Well, it could be.
They're getting deep, bro.
I'm going to die. Going to die.
Well, we know this.
Right.
But I just never heard it put that way before.
Yeah, you veer closer towards the void. You want to get healthier so you can stay away from it, you know, a little bit longer.
Yeah, you know, the smart ones do that.
I feel like, Bob, you sit outside in your backyard in the rain sometime in the lotus position, and you got like one leaf in one hand and one leaf in the other, two pinched leaves in the lotus position in the rain with your eyes closed and a shirt, a button-down shirt, but it's probably open and your chest is out and rain's coming all over you, and I can hear you go, am I offending anybody with this?
No, not at all. That's a multicultural practice of ohms.
So nobody that's listening is. What about the electricians?
They might put up some resistance.
Ooh. Get it? Ooh, get the ohms? I did ohms. We can get into amperes if you want. I know volts. I know watts.
Shocking.
You know Ohm's Law?
Ohm's Law?
Yeah.
It's electric.
You just pretty much said
woogie, woogie, woogie.
It.
Yeah. What is Ohm's Law?
I can't recite it to you.
Enlighten me.
I can't. That, do you know how it goes?
Can you just, you know, at least spark things off for me?
Oh, he's got puns. Big pun. Big Punisher.
I'd actually have to look it up.
Oh, come on, Mikey. Oh. You're making all
I thought that's where he was leading. That's why I was, like, asking him.
I don't want no static from you, Mikey.
Yo, who's going to St. Pete Beach for spring break? Isn't it spring break right now?
I think it is spring break, at least pretty soon, right?
No,
it is.
Either that was last week.
Well, there's, like, multiple different, yeah. It's almost a month of spring break, depending on the district you are stuff.
I feel like it's still spring break.
It's like spring break season.
It feels like it.
Right? So, I mean, we got to go party like rock stars, bro.
I'm in.
Well, definitely, for sure. I mean, I kind of want to stay away from the beach part itself, but I definitely want to go and patronize all of the businesses out there.
First Friday will be coming up right after our jam in April. What's up, Mikey Flaw?
Ohm's Law states that the current through a conductor between two points is directly proportional to the voltage across the two points.
Resistance.
Man, I didn't mean to do that. I could have played something.
Was it that bad?
What if I played something bad? You got to let me know. Okay, so with his Ohm's Law definition, I shall give Mikey Flaw the coveted double.
Just clear that up. Good job.
Yeah, I'm stuck on electricity puns, and I got to stop. I was about to make one about current events.
Oh my gosh!
And I got to stop. So somebody stop me. Spring break. I think we should all go get white clawed up down there on St. Pete Beach.
I think we're a little late, really.
I don't think we're too late.
I think it's done here.
I don't think it's ever too late to get white clawed up on St. Pete Beach.
There's probably the hangers on that are still there. You know, they're still partying.
Let's pretend then, whatever it is, somebody's there. We're going to pretend like it's spring break. We go down there. Me, Beatbox, Bob, Schmitty. We'll have Costa, East Coast, Mikey Flaw. 61 cans of White Claw. Mostly
the Black Cherry.
Black Cherry. Yeah, that's mostly the Black Cherry one.
A few watermelons in there to mix it up.
A couple. We can do a couple. That's fine for you. And then we get on the beach. We're smashing White Claws. We see a gaggle of women. Can I say women?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You see a gaggle of women on the beach, and they're looking hot. Can I say they're looking hot?
Yeah.
Okay. So we see these hot-looking women, and we walk right up, and we, you know, they're glistening. Beads of sweat are dripping from their tan bodies, and you can see them adjust themselves in the darkness of their skin and compared to what they're... strap is complete juxtaposition of black versus white, and then we just all
talk about tan lines.
Yeah, they have tan lines. I just said it in this poetic way, and then we all have a good time. I don't know how far I can go with this story, but I think you know where the story goes.
Yeah, I do. You know those little caramel treats with the little cream in the center of them? That's what I like to imagine that the strap moving looks like. It's like that. You know, you got the caramel and then you got the bright white cream.
Okay.
You know what I mean? When they move the strap, that's what it looks like.
I'm slightly offended, but I can concur.
You should be offended because it's sweet and delicious.
Mikey?
I agree with that.
Keep your chin up, bro. You're going to be good. So, yeah, I'm really... I really feel like spring. It's our time. We hit up St. Pete. What we need to do is grab a. We're gonna get into the music tournament right here on the Mosh Gelatin Show real quick. But I just gotta say, we need to grab microphone and some sort of. Let's see how long. So you were just looking down for like 9 seconds straight.
Okay. Yeah, I heard you say microphone, and I put my head up.
Oh.
Mikey, are you going to have to make me go?
I'm listening. Don't worry.
You want me to go Django on you, bro?
Nope.
And not like what happened to Django, but what Django did to other people.
No, I don't think so.
All right. Yeah, I wouldn't do the first thing is not what I would do, but I'd do the second thing. We need to get a microphone, Flaw, and we need to get some sort of filming device that's better than an iPhone, which there probably isn't. And we need to go take random clips of me going up to people and asking them random questions. Like, hey, we're out here with the Mosh Jelton Show, and we just want to ask you, what cup size do you like the best?
Yeah.
Something PG-13 that we can actually play.
Okay, so we need a Bluetooth microphone.
Maybe. It needs to be me holding it to their face because that's what it looks good on camera.
Yeah, so probably a individually powered Bluetooth that we can record on our phone.
I like it.
I like that a lot.
I think we could do that.
We could figure it out.
I've never looked for a Bluetooth microphone like that, but, you know.
They have them.
Amazon has everything.
So. If I started battle rapping random people, strangers on the beach, strangers in the mall.
It'd be great.
Just walk up, have Bob stand behind me. Now they can't do nothing about it except for take it.
Yeah.
That's viral. And I think you do it 5 times and you're going
to
hit on one.
Yeah, we got to get in the viral space, and that's an easy jamboree to do. That ain't hard for us to do.
You're not hurting no one. It's not assault. It's not battery.
Nah, it's neither of those things.
It's just not even aggravated assault.
It's none of those things.
So, yeah.
Oh, I could walk around and just ask random people trivia questions, too, to break it up.
Yes. Mall. We need to go to the mall.
Okay. I'm down.
We do need to go to them all. Yes.
Not this one.
That's right.
We need to go to, like, International Mall.
What question would you ask if you could ask any question that you think would be funny virally on camera, Costa?
Man, I don't have a question.
And that's why you're here. Ladies and gentlemen, Costa, everybody. Costa East Coast. So what we do, Costa, because I know you haven't been on this particular show, is, you know, this is the Tuesday night show. This is the Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, the Mosh Jelton Show at 11 p.m.
For local music clips.
Absolutely. Right after Spike on the Mic. And what we do is we take four mainstream songs, and we pit them against each other in a little four-way tournament. And we find out which song out of the four are superior. And the way that I explained how I picked these four songs was I picked random songs that all kind of went with the first song that I picked. So,
okay.
Without further ado, I'm just going to play it. Here's the first song, and we're going to find out which song is the best. Here we go.
And all the miles that separate, they disappear now when I'm dreaming of your face. I'm here without you, baby, but you're still on my lonely mind. I think about you, baby, and I dream about you all the time. Tonight, girl, it's only you and me.
Oh, a Bang City Slanger?
Yeah. That's a good one.
Three Doors Down, Here Without You.
That's a good one. I like Three Doors Down. They're always good.
You're everybody a fan in this? A fan in this room of Three Doors Down?
Yep.
All right, so the first song going head up, a banger. Not much to be said until we find out who it's going up against. But Three Doors Down will go up against the second band of the four bands, and we're going to find out what that band is. Who is Three Doors Down going to go up against? This.
Oh, I could stay awake just to hear you breathing, watch you smile while you are sleeping, while far away dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure.
Bang Slang City Boom. You better believe it.
Don't want to miss a thing. All right, so we're rocking. We've got I Don't Want to Miss a Thing going head up with Here or Without You from Three Doors Down. Now, both banger songs. I'm going to go first. I think Here Without You is a great song. It's a song that I would want to listen to more than I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. I'd rather hear Here Without You.
I'm here without you, baby. But you're still on my lonely mind.
Yeah, that's a banger. I like I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. I really do. And I don't want to miss a thing. But I'm going with Here Without You.
Heard that.
So one for Here Without You. I'm going to go ahead and go over to Costa. Costa, which do you pick? Do you pick Here Without You by Three Doors Down? Or do you pick I Don't Want to Miss a Thing?
I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Aerosmith's yep. I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. From coast to east coast. So it's one and one. It's Here Without You or I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. Mikey Flaw.
I have to go with Aerosmith.
I knew it.
Yeah.
The older band.
The Armageddon.
Yeah, great that's movie.
What comes, I picture the scene every time I hear the song now.
I don't know, man.
You
know,
when he has like the little Triscuit or whatever it is and he's going down the little highway.
Harry, don't. Harry, no. Harry, that's my job.
Oh, Armageddon was good. All right, it's two for Aerosmith, one for Three Doors Down. I believe this is going to be a tie now. What do you say, Bob?
Actually, I'm going with Aerosmith.
Ooh. Aerosmith takes the cake. Okay.
It's a bigger song. There's more to it. It's just musically impressive.
You would rather listen to Aerosmith, you'd rather listen to I Don't Want to Miss a Thing in a car ride 10 times in 5 hours over, if you had to listen to something 10 times in 5 hours, would it be I Don't Want to Miss a Thing or would it be Here Without You?
I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. There's more pieces to pick apart and enjoy and appreciate individually.
All right.
Piano, there's violins, there's musicality behind it, there's guitar, there's bass, there's drums, there's everything.
Okay.
All right. Great
multiple
song.
Components.
Yeah.
I like it. I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. Moves on to the finals. So, very good. I mean, I could see how that would win, obviously. I'm not dumb. But, like, you know, I just didn't think. So, here we go. The next song that's going up against another song that we'll find out soon is this song.
If you could only see the way she loves me. Why I feel this way about our love and what I must do. If you could only see how blue her eyes can be when she says, when she says she loves me.
Tonics, When She Says She Loves Me.
Yeah.
That's a banger.
Yeah.
You might say that it's not as big of a song as Aerosmith.
Oh, this is a banger, though.
This is a big boy banger, and I definitely thought it fit. The three fit together, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right. At least I'm staying.
Yeah, they're definitely same tier.
All right, I like it. Now, I feel like this fits together, but I thought I'd throw a slight curveball at you guys here. So we're going to go ahead and rock and roll with it. We've got Tonic, If You Can Only See, versus this song right here.
Never made it as a wise man. Oh. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me. Words in my head.
Claus laughing at me singing.
No, I know what you're doing.
What am I doing?
You're cutting out the audio while we're singing.
Oh, to mute so we could sing the parts?
Yeah.
You think that you're like, I'm Harry Houdini and I was trying to hide that?
You're getting good over there. For sure.
Man, it's the Mosh Jelton Show.
Told you you'd like it.
I've been doing this for a long time. Hey, listen. We've got Nickelback's How You Remind Me versus Tonic's If You Can Only See. I'm kind of curious. Beatbox Bob.
You're asking me right now?
I'm asking you right now. If you can
Nickelback.
This is How You Remind Me?
Yeah.
Very nice. So none for Tonic, one for Nickelback. Coast the East Coast.
I would probably say what you said earlier. If you ride in the car for 5 hours, I would say Nickelback for sure.
This is How You Remind Me?
Yeah. I could listen to that over and over again.
Okay. Mikey Flaw, what say you? Tonic, If You Can Only See, or Nickelback, This Is How You Remind Me?
I like them both equally, but Nickelback gets a bad rap, you know, so I got to go with them.
And I pick Nickelback, too. It's a clean sweep. Nickelback takes the cake. And we'll give it an applause for that. That was very good, Nickelback. So Nickelback sweeps Tonic. So now we're down to the final two. It's going to be I Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith versus Nickelback's This Is How You Remind Me. Okay? So just to refresh your memory, Aerosmith. Then we got... All right, this is not easy right here. This is definitely not easy. We've got Nickelback's This Is How You Remind Me in the finals with I Don't Want to Miss a Thing's Aerosmith. I'm going to go first. And I'm going to lay a hard claim, decisive decision for Nickelback. Decisively, I believe Nickelback, This Is How You Remind Me. I will belt that song all year long, all day long. I will fold Mikey Flaw's underwear while I'm screaming this song. I will.
That was random.
I'll fold it dirty. And then I'll bring it to the wash and I'll wash your clothes while I'm playing Nickelback. I might throw it a rasp. I will do it all because Nickelback, I definitely believe, is the better jam for listening. So I pick Nickelback. Mikey Flaw, Nickelback, or I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
If it's songs, if it's those two songs, if it's bands, I have to think otherwise. But if it's those two songs, it has to be Nickelback for sure.
Oh, two for Nickelback, real Pickleback. Coast to East Coast, man. What do you think, bro? You think Nickelback takes the cake or do you think I Don't Want to Miss a Thing is up there?
The song that makes me feel better, I would say Aerosmith.
Oh,
I like the feel.
Coast to East Coast picks an Aerosmith 2-1. It's up to Beatbox Bob to break this to the even or turn it into what it's supposed to be, and that's a Nickelback win. So what do you say, Beatbox Bob?
What is it when you mix pickle juice with whiskey? It's like a pickleback, right? Anyway, I'm going Aerosmith.
Aerosmith? A tie.
I said pickleback.
A tie. It's a tie between Aerosmith and Nickelback. So what we're going to do is we'll take a call right now. 555-7. No, we can't take a call right quick. But what we do is jump in the chat. Well, can't jump in the chat. All right. Aerosmith versus This Is How You Remind Me. You got 15 seconds to tell me why Aerosmith's better.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Aerosmith's song is much better because there are more musical elements. It's more thought out. It's more thought provoking. There's a piano. There's a violin. It sounds good. It's all beautifully produced. It's well written. And it's a very great song that's attached to a lot of different memories.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll tell you why.
I think Nickelback's This Is How You Remind Me is a better song because, A, I think most people would want to listen to This Is How You Remind Me more often than they would I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. I think Nickelback is very underrated. I think that song is more widely loved, and I think more people know more words, and I think it's just a funner song and an all-around better song and a better listen, and I think they deserve the win. Costa, who won that debate, me or Bob?
Ooh. You can't ask me, man. I'm going to be biased.
Nah, be biased if that's what you want to be.
We won't call you an ass-kisser.
Musically, oh, man.
It's the debate. Who won the debate?
I don't even know, bro.
What do you feel? Who do you feel made a more persuasive argument?
Josh. Amash.
There you go.
He's more persuasive.
Okay, so I got 1 point from me, but
I didn't agree with it, though.
It still goes to a tie if Mikey Flaw doesn't agree. So, Mikey Flaw, who won that debate?
I think you did.
Oh! Nickelback, This Is How You Remind Me is at the top of the heap!
I told you, you guys can't mess with the songs that I love.
I'm not mad at it.
Me neither.
Tupac over there? I ain't mad at you.
Oh, gosh, that went over my head.
So we still, just for a little update, for those of you guys that check out the Mosh Gelton show all the time, we have not figured out, we have not confirmed whether that was a meth lab that blew up near my house 200 yards away. We have no idea, but we know Mikey can't find any dealers, and we got to find Mikey a dealer. I can't believe that meth lab blew up. It's just still. I know we talked about it on Mondays.
Wild, man. Come on.
We need to verify that. I mean, it really does point in that direction, but I don't think any of us really know exactly what happened.
We need to verify your birth.
I'm here.
Huge, gigantic plumes of smoke.
Plumes in my plums. Deep in my plums.
Plumes with plums.
It did look like tires burning.
You know what? We were talking real quick though. We were talking about the beach, and then didn't you say something about Red Tide?
Yeah. So Red Tide is, I guess, in a big bloom right now, bigger than normal.
In a big bloom around here.
Yeah. Well, it's in all of the beaches in the Gulf of Mexico. It's like this big bacterial bloom that happens. It's a form of algae. And I guess it just sucks all of the oxygen out of the water, right? And then it drowns all of the fish that are around it by taking all the oxygen. Fish still need oxygen to breathe. They get the oxygen from the water. Red Tide takes the oxygen away. I guess that it also causes like a bunch of dead fish smell and rotting and stuff.
Yeah, dead fish cause that.
Well, but the red tide is also causing a lot of rot, a lot of dead fishes. It's causing bad air quality. Apparently, a lot of people are getting sick from it too. So just watch those beaches because it's like a really, really big bloom out there, man. They say it's record breaking algae, dude. It's like we got dolphins that are getting murdered. You know what I mean?
We have dolphins that are getting murdered.
Yeah, they're getting murked by this freaking algae, dude.
Murder Dolphin. That's a good name for a band.
Dolphin. Murder Dolphin.
The first title will be Dan Marino.
Why Dan Marino got to be the dolphin to die?
Ace Ventura.
Murder Dolphin.
Can you name any other dolphins?
No. Oh, well, I get bottlenose.
Just in bloom right now, huh?
Yeah, dude. It's absolutely insane.
I see what you did there.
You see what I did there? The song's called In Bloom. And then he goes on and he sings and he's like, on the beach, the bay, aqua sea, foam shame. Sunburn and freezer burn, kitten trails and puppy dogs. Grab my knife with the pocket. Everybody's got a nail, hammers in the heads with a bed sheet. It's like, bro.
Come on, there's
some
bro.
Screaming in there too.
Like, why you gotta be so lazy? Can you come up with actual concepts?
They just it's.
Are you saying it's nonsense?
Well, yeah.
I think it is nonsense, and I think it's my favorite band is Nirvana, but they do write nonsense.
Like Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers is another one. Like we've discussed it. They're another one of those big nonsense bands. But I mean, Bare Naked Ladies. What's the
Beck,
yep. Butthole Surfers. The other one, that guy.
The guy with the face and the name and the shirt.
So what are you and Mikey Fogg going to go? Now that we just made sure we know about the red tide, I'd say we film you and Mikey Flaw jumping into the water, man, with a dead fish.
Do you have any inhalers first? Because I definitely need that. Do you have access to inhalers, Mikey? Because if we're going to go and jump.
Actually, I do.
You do?
Yeah, my wife has one. Are like a rescue?
Like, yeah, like non-corticosteroid?
I believe so. Yeah, it's for asthma.
Oh, cool.
So, then, yeah, she's real sensitive to that kind of everything, really.
Well, man, because, like, if we're going to go diving and collecting dead fish from a red tide-infested lake, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, we wouldn't want you getting injured by any means.
We wouldn't want you getting injured by any means.
Well, I'm bringing the inhaler, so, you know, I did my part.
Well, you just got to be careful, man, because, like, they have these brain-eating bacteria and, like, necrotizing fasciitis and all sorts of crazy stuff.
See, the thing is, you don't go in with a cut, you know? I mean, that's mostly the flesh-eating bacteria. They need a way in.
You don't go in what? The water?
Yeah, like, if you that's always the story that I hear. It's like, oh, well, he recently had an injury. You know, on his leg. And
recently got like surgery or something.
Yeah, there was some kind of open wound usually. I mean, so I still wouldn't feel comfortable swimming with.
Do you know about necrotizing fasciitis, Mike?
It's like a flesh-eating bacteria.
It eats skin.
Yeah, I've seen pictures.
That's terrifying. Like, why?
I wonder how fast. Is it like overnight? Like, you know, you lay down and then all of a sudden your leg's gone?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to figure that out. That's
I don't think you want to figure that out.
That seems like the premise to a horror movie.
Yeah.
Amanda Bynes is an electrician and gets assaulted by red tide.
Yo. I had a suit, but even my tie died. Everybody knows I'm running with Red Tide Guy. It's Mosh, sitting here on the show. I freestyle. Everybody knows De Niro would know that I'm the best. I got Pacino. Yo, it's like Linguino. What is Linguino? You don't know, but I will win at casinos. Everybody knows I drive that BMO. BMO? Yeah, you making up words. Everybody knows that your chick will get touched first in her face politely. Nothing really wrong. I don't smoke pot, but I will still hit a bong. Beatbox Bob, can we all get along? What do you want to add to this freestyle song?
I be whipping and sipping, and then I'm dipping and hipping, and then we're clipping and clipping, and then the show, it goes on, and we just roll on, and then we go on and on with the song. We already know that we popping them thongs out in St. Pete Beach. You know me, Beatbox Bob, on the beat with Mosh Jelton. See, we gonna run them streets.
Easy, baby. This is light work. This is light work, bro. We don't even... Come see me, bro. Mosh Jelton, Beatbox Bob, man. We are from the most dangerous part of the Tampa Bay area. You ain't never been around no danger like where we're from, man. You ever been in... Let me ask you this, guys. Let me ask you something here. You ever been to Newport Richey?
Danger zone!
You ever been to Newport Richey? Let me ask you one more time. You ever been to Newport Richey? Bro, listen, let me tell you about this. There's more crime in Newport Richey than there is lawful activity. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, facts, B.
Most people get released from their house to jail.
They all got acne.
They'll be in their house and they'll be chilling with their homie and they'll be like, yo, how much time you got? Probably 2 months. All right, bet. What cell block are you going to be in? Bro, dude, they will break into your car. Even if you drove your bike there, bro.
Shout out C400.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They'll hit you with that yee. You know what I'm saying? What do you think is the most... Newport Richey's got to be... What do you think is the most dangerous area in Tampa Bay area?
The most dangerous area in Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
I think it used to be South St. Pete.
Well, like, yeah. But then, like...
Sorry. It was just outside the window. But go ahead.
Sefner, you know, that's a rough spot. We got Largo.
Yeah, I don't know. But Pinellas Park.
Pinellas Park.
There's some things that go down there.
Facts. Even Tarpon gets a little rough. Holiday, bro.
No, holiday's good. Holiday's nice and fire. No,
holiday's gorgeous.
Yeah, there's not much going on over there.
We don't ever throw shows over in holiday, but if we did, we would know it'd be completely safe.
Fine.
Well, that's true.
Google real quick, though. Quick Google will tell you Tampa's most dangerous neighborhoods, and I think this is just picking all, just Tampa proper. Ybor, East Ybor, West Ybor, North Ybor, Central Ybor, no. Downtown Tampa, Drew Park, Highland Pines, East Park, Sulphur Springs, and East Forest Hills North. And the safest neighborhoods in Tampa would be Ballast Point, Hyde Park, absolutely. Palmacia, Riverside Heights, and Seminole Heights. What is considered the hood in Tampa? North of East Tampa, Sulphur Springs, Crossbush, and Cross Fowler. I've heard Sulphur Springs is rough, bro.
Yeah, I heard that too.
But
where's that, north of here? I think it's north. It's like Inverness area or something.
I'm not sure. It's over there by Tampa. I think it's on the other side of Tampa.
No.
Right?
I'm double checking.
I know. We're all over here looking for facts.
Hold on. I'm looking it up.
So. With a crime rate of 32 per 1,000 residents, Newport Richey has one of the highest crime rates in America compared to all communities of all sizes. From the smallest towns to the very largest cities. One's chance of becoming a victim of either violent or property crime in Newport Richey is 1 in 31.
Whoa.
Really?
Wow.
Sulphur Springs is out in Tampa. It's by Lowry Park Zoo.
Newport Richey has one of the highest crime rates in America compared to all communities of all sizes.
Wild, bro.
So for its size, it's the worst.
Like, no, it's saying it doesn't matter. Size be damned. It's just the worst. And then you look at the next thing, and it says, is Newport Richey a nice area? The communities in Newport Richey are safe. Public schools are well maintained, and a very relaxed city with fun community events. Overall, good city, up and coming. Lots of useful places. Some areas are kind of run down, but not too many. I'm done with the internet. I don't need it.
That pretty much is right.
That's all correct.
I'd agree with that. But as far as like being the worst ever anywhere, I mean, that doesn't make sense.
Well, it didn't say
look, we got Detroit, and you know,
it said in comparison to the national average.
I'm offended by the Detroit thing.
It's pretty well. Sorry.
You're right, though.
I mean,
I'm offended by that apology. That was an aggressive apology.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Are you trying to virtue signal me, bro?
I don't even know what that is.
You gaslighting me? You trying to dog whistle me, bro?
Yeah, got the dog whistles.
All right, I'm sorry. I went a little bit off on that. I shouldn't have talked about that stuff. Listen, bro, go back, rewind the tape, and listen to all the stuff I shouldn't have talked about. In case you guys don't remember, this is Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, and you are listening to the Mosh Gelton Show. Now, we are popping off on here every Tuesday night from 11 p.m. to midnight, right after Spike on the mic. And there's another thing that we do here on Tuesday nights, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So these aren't just the only things, coast to East Coast.
Yeah, I believe it.
You believe there's more?
Absolutely.
But wait! There's more! Man, it's never on the right button, Mikey Fla.
Get used to it.
You're supposed to get me on the right button. Now I got to go all the way back. I need my air horn. All right, making sure it's safe. All right, here's what we do. We play a music trivia game every time on this show because that's what we like to do, bro. We love music. This is where local music lives. And if I can get some actual, well, I don't want to say it like that, but if you are an artist in the Tampa Bay, St. Pete area, and you would like your music played on the radio, hit me up at Mosh Gelton on Twitter and let me know that you've got music that you would want played on the radio, and make sure that you got the radio edits. And because if you send me a song with a bunch of curse words, I'm going to send you that thing right back, and then I'm going to watch Forrest Gump think about you the whole time. That's you. You're Forrest. Don't send me none with curse words. But hit me up. We'll get you on there. But what we're going to do tonight is we have a game we play. It's a music trivia game. Tonight, it's a new game. We've never played this on this show. You know what I'm saying? You excited about that?
No!
All right. All right. This game is called Trivia Time. Here's the song. Who's the artist? So the way this works is I'll give you the name of the song, And then you have to give me the name of the artist. The first person to get the name of the artist correct is the winner. So, for instance, if I asked you, who sings... if I say Born to be Wild, you would say...
Steppenwolf.
You want to correct him?
Steppenwolf.
No, yeah, I think he knew it.
Steppenwolf. Not Steppenwolf. 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 If I asked you...
Steven.
Who sang Born to be Wild, and you said...
Cannibal Corpse.
It's not Cannibal Corpse, because it's Steppenwolf. So that's how the game is played. Is everybody ready to play?
Right. Yeah!
Trivia time right here in the Mosh Gelton Show on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. Here we go with the first question. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Billie Jean.
Michael Jackson.
Coast to East Coast gets the first point and draws first blood. I heard it clearly. Coast to East Coast got it. Michael Jackson. Very well done. Okay, here's the song. Who's the artist? Stand By Me.
Kenny G.
Benny King.
Oh, what'd you say?
Kenny G.
No, it's Benny King.
Yep.
And Costa East Coast got another point. Two for Costa. It is Benny King that sings Stand By Me.
Thank you.
Here's the song. Who's the artist? It's Been a While.
Stain.
Nickelback.
Almost, Mikey Flaw. It is Stain. Beatbox Bob plummets from zero, plummets upward to one. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Wanted, Dead or Alive.
Bon Jovi.
Oh, Mikey Flaw getting a little showboaty over there. Okay. Well, showboaty, Mikey Flaw.
Because I know he knew that.
Let me see your muscle. Flex the bicep real quick.
Yeah.
Flex it.
Let me see it.
Don't like it?
Let me see if you flex real quick.
Oh, man.
You look good.
We should have brought guns into the studios.
Should have taken a picture of that.
Should have.
We could have put it on like some website.
No.
Or Don't Do Drugs. All right, listen. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Girls Just Want to Have
Madonna.
Fun.
Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, it is Cyndi Lauper. Good guess. Lauper. But it was Cyndi Lauper, and it still is Cyndi Lauper. Mikey Flaw's got two. Costa's got two. Beatbox Bob's got one. We're rocking and we're rolling. Here's the song. Who's the artist? House of Gold.
Katy Perry?
Nope. House of Gold. New Age Alt Rock.
The Killers?
Nope.
The Fray?
Nope. House of Gold.
New Age Alt Rock.
House of Gold.
Mumford and Sons?
21 Pilots.
Oh.
21 Pilots, so nobody gets the point. That's all right.
All right.
It's only one. You guys are killing it here. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Perfect.
Pink?
No.
Sum 41.
No.
Blink 182?
Nope. Perfect. Contemporary pop.
Avril Lavigne?
No.
Taylor Swift?
No.
Katy Perry?
Baby, I'm...
Ed Sheeran.
No! Oh, wow.
Sounded like him, too.
You like that? It sounded good?
You did good.
Coast to East Coast got another point. Wow, he got the Ed Sheeran perfect. Very well done by Coast to East Coast. They gave him that little baby, I'm dancing in the dark. Okay, I can't do that, but here we go. Here's the song. Who is the artist? Hanging by a Moment.
Hanging on a Moment.
Hanging by a Moment.
Lady Gaga.
No.
Nope.
Dang it.
I'm standing here until you make me move.
Rihanna.
Letting go of all the things I've held on to. It's not Bush.
It's like Bush, but it's not Bush.
It's not Three Doors Down. I'm trying to think of what their name is.
Hanging by a Moment. They also sing It's you and me and all other people, nothing to do.
Yeah, I know. I just can't think
it's
of the name.
Destined for changing, starving for truth. I'm closer to where I started.
It's one word.
I can't
chasing
think of the name.
After you now, I'm falling even more in love with you. Letting go of all I've held on to. I'm standing here until you make me move. Lifehouse.
Yeah.
Lifehouse. Yep. It's okay. There's still a couple more to go. We got a couple more. Costa's got three. Mikey Flaw's got two. Beatbox Bob's got one. According to the fact that here's the song, what's the artist? Take on Me.
Oh, man.
It is Aha. Take on Me. Mikey Flaw has three. Costa has three. Beatbox has one. There's only four questions left here. Let's keep rocking and let's keep rolling. Trivia time in the Mosh Gelatin Show. Here's the song. Who is the artist? Man, I feel like a woman.
Shania Twain.
It is Shania.
What's going on?
My air horn broke. It is Shania Twain. Good job, Beatbox Bob. That is correct. Very well done. Don't be Googling nothing over there.
I'm not.
Googly eyes, dude, over here. All right.
Ain't no time to Google.
I didn't even have a chance.
That's what Mikey said when he was standing over your body after this trivia game. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Born in the USA.
What's that guy's name?
I can't believe I can't spit that out.
Born in the USA.
Bruce Springsteen.
Oh.
You got an issue? Yeah, there's an issue.
That's a technical difficulty.
You're going to have to use something else.
I hope the whole broadcast is in. What if we
No, that's fired? Fine. It's just a corrupted file on the
That's what you're doing too much.
No, I'm not doing too much.
We'll talk about it.
I know what I'm doing.
Very well done. Bruce Springsteen is the correct answer. Flaw's got four. Costa's got three. Bob's got two. It's still anybody's game because this is a two-pointer.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the song. Who's the artist? Beautiful People.
Marilyn Manson.
Beatbox Bob grabs two. Don't not now. Don't worry about it. We never try to fix the board in the middle of the show. You know the rule. What are you looking at here? Tell me what you're going to do. So he's looking. He's not doing much. What is it called? It's not like he can hit the button right now mid-show, so there's not really much he can do, but he's got up over his seat. So I'm going to give you the play-by-play. He just pressed another button and another button. Oh. Something happened. Oh. Now he's got his hand on his pants. He's taking his pants off. Why? Don't do that, bro. Is it this one? It's this one. It's working now. Whatever you did, you're the best. You're the best. You know, it was imperative that you fix the air horn, bro, because if you didn't, I think our
whole
show... I
didn't want to hear it, man. I can't listen to that.
Where'd your pants go?
It's all right, man. It smells better in here. Beatbox Bob's got four. Mikey Flaw's got four. And Costa East Coast has three, which means this is anybody's game because the last question is a two-pointer. So if whoever gets this one wins, it's all three of you have a chance to win. There's one song, and you have to tell me who the artist is. You better spit it out fast because I believe all of you will know who this is. So be ready. This is it. This is for all the money in the pot. The Mosh Gelatin Show's trivia time. Here's the song. Who's the artist for the win? Here's the song. Who's the artist? Only Want to Be With You.
Darius Rucker. Blowfish.
Oh!
Yeah.
How? I didn't give him Darius Rucker, but when he said Blowfish, I gave it to him.
Yeah, he knew
he's part of it, though, right?
He is, but I couldn't accept it. I was like, no.
It was before he went solo.
Okay.
Yeah. Hootie and the Blowfish. Yeah.
Oh, what did I say?
You said Blowfish.
You said Blowfish. Okay. And if you just said Blowfish without without Darius before that, I probably wouldn't have gave that to you either. But since you said Darius and then you said Blowfish.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it was close enough.
Appreciate
it. Costa wins trivia time.
For once.
Yeah. Costa East Coast coming out the scene and out the gate. Slashing, thrashing. Have you won before?
Never.
That was your first time ever winning trivia time?
I'm holding on to it tight.
You're hanging on till you make me hanging by a moment here with you. You know what I'm saying? That's that life. See, I brought it all the way back to that Lifehouse song.
I won't forget that.
Mikey Flaw, quick. You're on FM, 96.7 FM right now. The people want to hear what you got to say, but they want to be entertained. What would you tell them?
I'd probably tell them a little about my life. You know, starts out, I was a baby, and I was born up north, wasn't born here. But then I moved down here and went to school. I went to junior high school here. Yeah.
Okay. Beatbox Bob, you're on 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, Sunshine. You're on the air. Everyone's listening. And depending on whether they're going to listen to the show or not, it all depends on what you're going to say to them right now to keep this audience listening right now. What would you say?
If I had superpowers, right, and let's say we're in a world, right, that actually, like, monetizes and cashes in on superpowers like mercenaries and stuff, I would absolutely be bought. I would have no problem getting bought by, like, a multinational conglomerate to be a superhero. You seen the show The Boys?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I'm a late bloomer. I just saw a couple episodes. I'm telling you, I just started watching this. This is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. If I had those superpowers, I would absolutely be bought out by the evil corporation right away. I don't care, bro. I'm with that.
I like his better. Oh, he found it.
Oh, is that not the bell? I thought that was the bell. Bro, what are you doing, Mikey Fly? You bastardized the whole soundboard here.
No, I didn't.
What is this? Oh, wow.
Rude.
Really?
It says vegan fart.
What?
How the that's some audacious discernment right there is what I would like to call that, because the vegan fart. We can't play that. We can't even do that, right?
That's hilarious.
We can sure do that.
Of course we can, but when I say we can't do it, it sounds. Wait, what is this? Okay, that's enough. That's enough.
That would be my superpower.
That's the superpower right there.
I'm the fume.
They call Mikey the triple. He'd be coming out the room like. You hit him with that triple. And if he did that near my house, bro, come on now. You out the game right now. And if I did it like this in front of everybody, you'd hear nothing but. I could tell a whole story with this board. But instead, I like to do it. Mikey, if I gave you $50,000, would you let me tattoo a children's story on your back?
Depends on which one.
That's how you do it, ladies and gentlemen.
Depends on which one.
If I paid you $50,000, would you let me tattoo a children's story on your back? That's how you do it. In case you were sitting there and you were like, you know, I want to do it. I'm not sure if I can do it. I don't really know how to do it. That, my friend, is how you do it.
Well, I don't really do it, you know, quote unquote.
Of course
so,
not.
So, you know, I just kind of, I'm around it.
I want to do it.
I'm just.
Thank you for showing me how to do it.
I'm just present.
Yeah.
How to do it. Thank you.
Present day.
I can't thank you enough for that.
You know, what day, did you know that? What day is present day?
Today.
And she came up with a riddle. What day is present day?
Today.
Nope.
Your birthday.
No, but close.
Christmas.
Yeah. Get it? Because present day?
And if you said it on that day, it'd be even better.
Oh, dude. Bro. If I do any Christmas rap events... Yo, I spit the stuff that you would never say. Yeah, this is Christmas. That's why you're getting popped in the present day.
Oh.
it's hard, bro.
Oh man,
that's hard. That's erect. That is a bar.
It's a stiff one.
Better write it down.
A prison day, bro. How do I write this down, bro? Let me write it down. All right, that's the Wednesday show. Let me write it down on the Tuesday show notes. What did I say?
That's why you're getting taken down on the present day. It's Christmas. Just put that together.
So whoop him on Christmas because it's the present day. That's and then I'll enough. Figure it out.
And fill it in from there.
Yeah, well, you're nowhere near as good as me. You're nowhere near as hood as me. I kind of want to rap, but I don't. We don't have much time. I do want to acknowledge that, Costa, how you feeling about doing radio, man? How you feeling about this particular couple of shows you've done this week?
I like it. As long as you don't bring video cameras in, I'm cool, bro.
Oh, yeah? Well, why are you against the video cameras?
One's audio, the other one's visual.
So you're against them because there's two different kinds?
I'm not against it. I'm not very photogenic.
One or the other type situation, huh?
Pretty much.
Are you on witness protection?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm out of it.
You're out of it, if that is your really name.
Yeah, the guy died, so let me out.
How'd he die?
Old death.
Old death?
Yeah.
So what, did he die in like 1761?
Yeah, I'm going, just go with that story. He's not alive anymore.
Oh, that's what you mean by died. Yeah. He's not alive? That's what you meant by died?
Yeah, that's why they let me out.
Did he cease to exist?
Yeah.
So he had existed at once?
Yes.
And then
he's not here on the present day.
So he became deceased.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is another one? What were you talking about? Your mortal
coil.
So what is there something wrong with one of his mortal coils?
His mortal coil had been sprung.
It needs to be wind up again, but it can't.
So it's sprung. It's done.
Yeah.
It's at the end of the coil.
That's
I don't think
it.
I don't think you can rewind.
You know, plastic surgery.
If you were kind, you would rewind.
Blockbuster. Boom.
So we got a lot of stuff. Listen, we've got a lot of stuff going on over the next few weeks, and we want you guys to understand it and know where it's at. So what I'm going to ask you to do is, I'm going to add every word that I'm supposed to say in there. What I'm going to ask you to do is go to my... We're professionals. What I'm going to ask you to do right now, and I promise you I'm not going to choke up at all when I say it, is I'm going to ask you to go to my Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram page, Mosh Jelton. Go to the Mosh Jelton Show and just Google it, whatever. It's all over the place, man. But you got to be at the places we're going to be. And I'm not saying nothing specifically. And I want you guys to follow along for the shows that we're doing and the developments that we have coming up with Sunshine 96.7 FM. A big shout out to Marco Radio from the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show on Sunshine 96.7 from 6 to 8 p.m. every Friday night. Myself and Beatbox Bob were on there 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago. Had a really, really fun time. I've been on there with Mikey Fly. Been on there with Schmitty. And definitely a great time. Mikey Fly, anything you got to say? Anything you need to get off your chest before we go? You've got a few seconds.
Yeah, man. Just use your turn signal, please.
Use your turn signal. There you heard
That's
it.
All I got to say.
My Mikey Flaw. Costa, anything else you'd like to say to the people?
Stay in school. Stay off of drugs.
Amen, brother. Stay in school and stay completely and completely incomplete. Beatbox Bob, is there anything that you'd like to say before we're done?
You've been listening to The Mosh Jelton Show on Sunshine 96.7 FM, where local radio lives.
Close. It's where local music lives.
That's okay.
It's hard.
Oh, man. All right. Say it again.
You are listening to The Mosh Jelton Show on...
That's enough. That's all I need.
From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got The Mosh Jelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.